This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City Council approved a measure to designate polling sites across the city as potential locations for in-person absentee voting at its meeting this week. City Council members Clara Serrano and Andrew Werthman introduced the resolution, saying their goal is to make multiple in-person absentee voting sites available to lower the amount of time it takes for residents to cast their votes and give them more opportunities to vote early. The city currently only has one available in-person absentee voting site, which is located at City Hall. The resolution approved by a 6-3 vote this week designates 20 current polling locations in Eau Claire as possible sites to hold in-person absentee voting. State law requires those sites to be as near as practicable to the municipal clerk's office, and city officials identified 5 of those 20 polling sites that may not meet that requirement. City staff also raised some concerns over the cost and logistical challenges of operating additional in-person absentee voting sites and say the city will likely need to add more staff members and increase employee overtime to run them. Xcel Energy officials say the severe storms that rolled through Wisconsin earlier this week left a couple thousand customers in the area without power. Company officials say the outages peaked on Wednesday afternoon, affecting over 1,000 customers in Dunn, Pepin, and Pierce counties, as well as over 1,500 customers in Chippewa and Eau Claire counties. Most of those customers had their power restored by Wednesday evening, but Xcel Energy officials were still working to restore power to about 75 Dunn County residents on Thursday morning. City of Menominee officials say they planted over 70 trees throughout the area last week as they worked to replace the trees they were forced to remove due to the spread of the invasive emerald ash borer. Community Services Department staff removed well over 200 ash trees earlier this year, as well as others that showed signs of deterioration. Over recent weeks, they've been replanting the area with 10 different species to rebuild the urban forest environment in a more resilient way. Another round of tree planting is scheduled to take place in the fall. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is once again stepping into the fight over the state's congressional lines. The justices yesterday agreed to hear the appeal after a lower court dismissed the lawsuit. They gave no explanation for the decision. Two conservative justices dissented, criticizing the court's move. The current map has helped give Republicans a 6-2 advantage in Wisconsin's congressional delegation. 3 Wisconsin dairy farmers are taking the Trump administration to court over a long-running federal program. The lawsuit targets the Dairy Checkoff, which collects fees from milk sales to fund research and promotion like the Got Milk campaign. The farmers argue those funds are instead backing environmental initiatives tied to reducing emissions. Backers of the program say it helps grow demand for dairy and benefits farmers overall. And Wisconsin Democrats meeting in Madison this weekend are considering resolutions that would abolish ICE. According to WisPolitics, the moves would also limit state cooperation with federal immigration agents and expand policies on issues like AI and transgender rights. Party leaders say the proposals respond to concerns about immigration enforcement and civil liberties. One resolution argues ICE was created out of fear and has been misused, while another calls for ending mass deportations and private detention. Republicans are pushing back, saying the ideas go too far and could make communities less safe. And a former lawyer for Donald Trump's 2020 campaign is asking a judge to move his criminal trial out of Madison. Jim Troupas is charged with 11 counts of forgery related to Wisconsin's false elector scheme. His attorneys argue heavy publicity has made it impossible to find an unbiased jury. Prosecutors say the case should move forward and that the charges stem from alleged efforts to submit false election documents. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Phillies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home tonight to host the Philadelphia Phillies. Jacob Mizorowski getting the start. Christian Yelich on how the Miz got to 7-2 so far this season.
This year he's filled the zone up a lot and really limited the walks. And when you can prove that you're in the zone with that, then you get guys in swing mode and it becomes a really tough at bat, obviously. He's thrown 103.
NFL Packers breaking down their mandatory minicamp. The Vets off until July 29th. What's next? Christian Watson.
I don't got much for you. I just taking the time to get away for a little bit. I'm training the whole time, but just relaxing for the most part. Yeah, and I just spending time with the fam.
Wide receiver Bo Melton.
I'm about to go home, train with my brothers, take one trip, get your mind right before you go into a good in-depth season. I'm gonna be in Jersey, so I'm gonna be on that beat for sure. You gotta be on that beat. Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it though.
That's the Packers' Bo Melton with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Drying out to wrap up the work week. Sunny skies today with a high near 77. Some showers and thunderstorms returning tonight with lows in the upper 50s. On Saturday, just a slight chance of a shower or storm, otherwise mostly sunny, with highs again near 77. Currently, it's 62.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.